Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to the 50th show of People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we proudly introduce you to people you need to know. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five tools that will help you become a high performer. My guest today is a Rutgers University graduate. She is the CEO of First Start Management and Consulting. Her Atlanta, Georgia-based company works with organizations, large and small, to provide quality, high-performance workshops to increase productivity, leadership, and engagement. It is our good fortune to have on the phone today a woman who is known as America's Business Coach, Ms. Lisa Bilal. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's get right into it. What are the five tools for becoming a high performer, and what will these tools do for your life overall?
Well, the five tools are, to begin with, focus, faith, integrity, taking action, and having a strong emotional intelligence. These tools cause you to be definite about the direction of your life, and they set you on course to self-discovery, finding out who you are and what you can contribute in a meaningful and purposeful way.
How does a person focus, and what are some of the results achieved through focus?
Well, high performers are typically decisive about what they want to achieve. So first, you should become decisive, compose a clear and compelling vision of your intent and desires of life. Decide through careful thought what you really want most out of life and become very clear about that. Then use the power of your mind. Study your vision and see it more clearer as you study it day by day and take possession of it mentally. And just simply put, you should dream and dwell on your dreams daily. The results of this type of focus is an unfolding of things. You begin to go deeper into your own creativity and capabilities, and then you experience new and unexpected things happening. That's what happens with focus. Once we put focus into place, we begin to see new things come about within ourselves and all around us.
How much time should a person spend on focusing on what they truly want out of life?
Daily. I tell people all the time that it is as you focus, you begin to learn the practical skills to bring about your vision. So it's a daily thing, and you must practice and train and prepare yourself for exactly what you're looking for in life.
Is it something you should do for 10 minutes a day or an hour or 5 minutes?
Well, to start out, you should set a certain amount of time aside and diligently apply your focus and begin to see your vision clearer and clearer. For myself and people that I know who are high performers, we continually think on our goals throughout the day, and we spend time normally when we get up to prepare ourselves for our goals, and normally before we go to bed at night, we're always looking and honing in on those skills. That's typically what high performers do. They are decisive, and they have a clear picture in their mind. They know what they're going after, and they hold on to that daily and throughout the day.
Well, Lisa, how is faith applied to becoming a high performer?
Well, I can't express it enough. Faith is something that you must have as a high performer. And high performers believe in themselves and in their abilities. And they enhance their abilities through listening and learning and observing and fortifying those abilities as they need to. But definitely, they believe in themselves and the possibilities of being successful at their endeavors. It's also a belief in God or a higher power, believing in the abilities of others. But faith is definitely committing to your vision. Through the obstacles, despite any undesired circumstances, faith is applied by believing, committing, and staying determined. And this is the mindset of high performers.
Why is integrity so important, and how do you acquire it?
Integrity is very important because it is in line with the law of the universe and the law of cause and effect. It is important that you consider your moral conduct and that you do what is best for yourself and for others. You do what you want done to you, because what you do and what you put out comes back to you. And generally, high performers expect that their efforts will be beneficial to themselves as well as for others. And they understand win-win, that when you win and when you do what's right and win, that other people win as well. That's why integrity is vitally important.
Why is taking action so critical when it comes to achieving high performance?
Action helps you to take practical steps in your skills to bring about your vision. And action is very important because it reflects your commitment and your belief to your vision. It is the power that you have to translate your vision into reality as you take steps, and it strengthens your focus as well. Your actions are the seeds that you plant, which you cultivate each time you take an action that will bring about a harvest, which is your vision. And taking actions could very well mean taking a risk, although a risk should be calculated. But high performers are willing to take risks and take continual action steps towards their goals. Taking action is definitely something that you have to do to show your level of commitment and your belief and to strengthen your focus.
Lisa, why do you think some people, or many people, refuse to take action on some of the things they need to do to improve their lives?
One of the number one things is fear. Fear is the number one thing. Indecisiveness may be another thing that causes people to hesitate and stops them from taking action. But it's something that you have to overcome, and with every action that you take, you will overcome fear, and you will become less hesitant and more decisive.
What is emotional intelligence?
Emotional intelligence is a new thing, and it was brought out in the early 90s. Of course, it's always been around, but you have some educators who have begun to focus more on emotional intelligence and what it means to us. And basically, it is the core behaviors to help people grow towards fulfillment, where life is working in an exciting way. Your emotional intelligence is becoming aware and conscious of yourself in the moment, you know, your emotions, your perceptions, and your thought patterns, as well as an awareness of others, and using this awareness to navigate how you respond to others and to the world around you. Emotional intelligence will definitely help you to accelerate your success and achieve bigger goals. It's been proven that most successful people are more likely to have emotional intelligence than they have a high IQ.
So can you give us an example of emotional intelligence versus a high IQ?
Thomas Edison is one great example of emotional intelligence. I mean, he did not finish. He was an inventor, and he did not finish school, but he was definitely focused, and he used his people skills to draw other people to him that helped him with his inventions. He was able to see his vision, and he was also able to get people to believe in his vision and to support it. He had a high IQ, but he didn't have an educational IQ. And I believe that he was able to use his emotional intelligence to see his visions a reality.
So if you had to break emotional intelligence down to one word, what would that one word be?
Well, I would say that it is an awareness.
Well, Lisa, before we bring this interview to a close, what one last thing would you like to leave with our listeners about becoming a high performer?
I would just like to say that we are all created to develop and to expand and evolve. We are always evolving. Physically, we understand that we are always evolving. But I do believe that we are created to evolve in every way, physically, of course, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. So I would just encourage people to make a decision to evolve and do those things that's going to create superiority and excellence in their lives.
How can you be reached?
Well, my company has a website, firststartconsulting.com. And our phone number is 404-419-6541.
Well, Ms. Lisa Bilal, CEO of First Start Management Consulting, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing a fantastic job on our 50th show. And I'd like to thank all of our previous guests for helping us make this show a true success. For more information on any of our guests, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5995.